Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk the health of Girl Scout cookies, soy, and the new Republican healthcare law. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
I don't need no. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Fit Club. I'm your host, Shaka Smith. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Shaka Strong, and I am joined by a guest co-host, Rob Thompson. Where can they find you?
You can find me at GetFitByRob.
Awesome. So thank you for joining us. Fallon is out this week. She's having her birthday week, and she's out on vacation having a good time. So it's great to have you in.
Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it.
So absolutely, man. We got a bunch of interesting stories, right?
Yeah, some really interesting ones. Good ones.
Wow. I don't know. What should we start with? Let's start with healthcare. You know?
Definitely.
That's something we can still do something about. I thought this was interesting. So we all know that the new Republican healthcare plan, they want to repeal and replace and the whole jazz.
Right.
And so the CBO, which is like an independent board, just kind of analyzed the healthcare plan, analyzed the bill, and they found that 24 million people will be left uninsured by 2026 as a result. What do you think about that?
You know, it's when I first read it, I was like, those numbers can't be right. You know, especially from a program that that's currently in place.
Yeah,
it may not be 100%. You know. Accurate, but at least we have a program in place.
Yeah.
So to repeal it and then replace it, and then more people over the years, we have way more without health care.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I never understood repeal and replace. Like, if they seem to identify particular problems with Obamacare, why not fix those?
Exactly.
You know, rather than like having to repeal an entire administrative law. And so it looks like even if this goes through, 14 million people will be left uninsured by next year.
Right.
And so the rest of 10 million will come over the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, for listeners out there, I always encourage people to pay attention. You know, I feel like people, when they voted, didn't really pay attention to this issue as much.
Correct.
And I feel like even now, people may not pay attention as much as they should be.
Correct.
You know, it's so important because we do affect, you know, these things have an effect on our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So a couple of the different things they wanted to do with the new law is, instead of using subsidies, have tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that subsidy versus tax credits?
Well, I was reading that, and it said that, you know, the tax credits that we currently have in place with Obamacare, that will actually decrease with this new plan.
Oh, wow.
You know, and from, you know, for people and, you know, families and, you know, business owners, you know, like myself, you know, to pay your own insurance, you know, without a program in place is very expensive.
Yeah, and a subsidy is like, you're going to get that up front, you know.
Right.
So if you're subsidizing my health care, I'm not paying anything at all.
Right.
Or, you know, some small portion versus a tax credit where I have to pay up front, I get that money back in my taxes.
Correct.
So if you have low income and you can't even afford it in the first place, that's not going to really be of a help to you.
At all.
Something I thought was interesting, and remember, all this stuff is completely independent, because I think people probably think it's partisan, but it's not. It's, you know, it's by this independent board.
Right.
And they found that if you're elderly and you're making what? I want to say you're 64 years old and you're making $26,500 a year, that under Obamacare you pay about $1,700 for health care for the year.
Exactly.
Versus under the new potential plan, $14,600. So that would mean you were making $26,000 and are paying $14,000 in health care alone. And so what this really does is it kind of jacks up the health insurance for those who are old, like elderly and not making that much money. And
absolutely.
I feel like that's who you should be taking care of the most.
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully we all just kind of pay attention to this issue. We lobby our senators. I just think it's crazy because without health care, you get inefficiency in the system.
Correct.
That's more people out of work, more people taking off time to go deal with their health afterwards, after a cancer diagnosis, rather than before. So this was an interesting topic, but hopefully we'll see how it pans out.
It looks like
it's lost a lot of support from Republicans and Democrats as well. So
everyone has questions about it now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's real troubling, especially like you said, with the senior population. You know, when I saw that example, I'm like, so that's basically half of your income for the year you have to pay in health care.
Yeah, and you're only making $26,000.
Exactly.
So it's not like, you know, you're making a million and you're paying $500,000. Exactly. You still got another $500,000.
But so I hope both parties get together and really try to figure it out and come up with a plan you know, to help all of us.
Yeah, because I think we forget that we're so focused on our fitness that we forget fitness and health. And,
exactly.
You know, even politics can then affect how you go about your daily life and how you're living and affect your actual health.
Correct.
Crazy. But on to somewhat more of a happier topic.
Yes, what we got?
Girl Scout cookies.
Uh-oh.
What's your, do you have a favorite?
Absolutely.
Oh, what's your favorite?
Shortbread. I'm simple.
Ah, nice.
What about yours?
Mine was always the Samoas, but I went vegan.
That's
and
right.
I cannot have the Samoas.
Uh-huh.
But these guys, this group kind of compiled the nutritional information mm-hmm. for all of these there were more Girl Scout cookies than I knew existed, actually.
Exactly. I didn't realize that they actually made different cookies, recipes, in different parts of, you know, the United States geographically. I never realized that.
No clue.
Right.
Logging in at the healthiest is Savannah Smiles. So you heard of that one? I never heard
actually,
of that.
Actually, no.
I've heard of the shortbread, so I guess you were good on the shortbread.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what... Shortbread is about 30 calories. Savannah Smiles is another 28 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Looking about 23... Between 19 and 23 grams of carbohydrates. And that's for, I believe, Savannah Smiles. You get 5 cookies for that serving. And for the shortbread, you get 4 cookies. Were you having just 4?
So 4. Oh. Well, it depends. It depends on what I did that day to work out. But, man, so 4 cookies. So how many minutes I need to burn that off?
Oh, well, that's a good question. So what they also did was they compiled how long mm-hmm. it would take. So I think that's, what, 30 minutes of a brisk walk.
For 4 cookies.
Yeah, for 4 cookies, which isn't that bad. Too bad. You're probably walking throughout the day anyways,
exactly.
briskly.
Right.
What I like are Thin Mints, because I realize Thin Mints uh-huh. are vegan. So I've been kind of piling on those.
Right, right.
Looking at 40 calories and 29 minutes on the elliptical.
That's not bad.
Not too shabby.
That's your warm-up.
Yeah, exactly. So not, but that's only if I'm having the 4 Thin Mints. Yeah.
Exactly.
So let me underscore that. This is if I have 4 cookies, I get 29 minutes on the elliptical.
Now, how many do you usually have in a sitting?
I don't know how many is in the sleeve, but I at least have a sleeve of cookies. For our viewers out there, let me give you the healthy ones, or at least in my mind. So there's 5 vegan cookies. It's Thin Mints are vegan. Peanut butter patties, which I haven't tried. I really want to try that now.
All right. I gotta check those out.
Toffee-tastic.
Hmm.
Thanks a lot. Oh, actually, not Toffee-tastic. Thanks a lot. Lemonades and s'mores are vegan.
Wow.
The Toffee-tastic is gluten free, mm-hmm. along with the trios are gluten free.
Wow.
So, if you guys are into veganism, you have some really bad Girl Scout cookies to contend with. It might cost you some time at the gym, but
it may be worth it.
It may be worth it. But I did like that we have some solutions if you're like me and you cannot, stop yourself from overeating.
Exactly. Portion control,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you ever do that? So one of the big suggestions was to take the Girl Scout cookies and then mm-hmm. put the 4 cookies in a bag, like different bags, and so that whenever you grab the Girl Scout cookies, you're only grabbing a portion of them.
Exactly.
Have you done that with,
yes.
your own meal prep?
Uh-huh. Just to make it easy, just so you know you won't overeat.
Yeah.
So you kind of get to enjoy it a little bit, but don't overindulge.
I'm just too lazy, and I just know that I'm going to probably bust open those other bags anyway. So
right
I'm
after.
Like, why am I torturing myself?
But like we said, you work out hard, you eat clean 90% of the time. If you want to have 4 Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. And I'm not doing it every day. I'm having like once in the blue moon.
Uh-huh.
But it is Girl Scout cookie season. So.
It is.
They said no mindless eating, which is just sort of sitting mm-hmm. there and eating. I guess eat with some sort of purpose where you know you're going to savor the cookies. And
right,
enjoy
right.
them. Brush your teeth and use mouthwash. I thought that was a good one.
Hmm.
Because I do find myself, the remnants are still there, and I want some more.
Exactly. The flavor's still there. Yeah. Right, right.
Have you ever used that?
Actually, I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that.
What I've done is, I do apple cider vinegar anyways, but sometimes I'll have that to get the taste out of something really sweet out of my mouth so I don't crave it anymore.
Right,
but
right.
I should just be brushing my teeth.
Now, when you take the shot of apple cider vinegar, do you do it straight or do you add a little water
with
to
the water. Because I told Fallon about it, and she was taking it straight, and I was like,
right, add a little water to it.
Yeah, bad for the esophagus.
Exactly.
Not too good.
Correct.
Bad for the teeth.
Yeah, you're right. Good call.
They had the freeze for later, the Thin Mints, which I can get on board with because mm-hmm. they're so good when you freeze them.
I never had them before.
Oh, Thin Mints?
Right.
You've never had them,
period? No, the actual cookie itself?
Yeah, you freeze it.
I never had it.
What?
Yeah.
You've never had
Am
Thin
I missing
Mints?
Out? Uh-uh.
It's like a staple.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, do they sell them in whatever region?
In Dallas? I'm assuming so.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Thin Mints are...
Okay. And I'll be looking out for the Girl Scout cookies.
And the one good thing you can always do is give a box away. Because, it's all about sharing. And so when you buy the 4 mm-hmm. or 5 at the supermarket, go ahead and give some away to grandma. Maybe to your co-host here.
All right. I got you. Thin Mints. Let me write that down. Let me make a note.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty cool because... It's so hard when you see those girls and they look like they're about to cry and they're
right.
asking you to buy the boxes. So
like,
you
okay.
have to give in. How do I stay healthy while I do
exactly.
this?
Exactly.
So we had some a couple of other interesting stories, a little bit more serious, not quite as light. Now, this This next study kind of focused on the way black people are perceived. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've had this, but I always get, oh, man, you're so big, you're so huge. Right. And I never feel that I'm that much bigger than the people that are telling me how big I am.
I agree.
And so tell us a little bit about this new study.
Well, you know, I found it real interesting because when I was reading the article, and they say even, you know, black men, you know, appear bigger by the people that were, you know, going through the trial, but not only, but the when the black people actually looked at the men, they didn't see them as being a threat.
Yeah.
You know, so I found that very interesting that we didn't feel threatened by our own, but others did.
Yeah. But it was interesting that we also thought we were bigger. You know?
True.
Sort of that, like, bias.
Right.
So they looked at, what is it, the American Psychological Association looked at 950 online participants.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that the majority of these people, when they looked at people the exact same size,
right,
they thought black men were bigger and stronger, which normally sounds like a good, you know, I was right, like, oh, this is great. You know, I like when people perceive me bigger and stronger. But the other flip side to that was they also thought they were more menacing, more violent, and if there was a police altercation, the police would be more justified in using force. And so I think we see some of that trickling into our society, obviously.
Right, right.
And so I thought that was interesting. But very interesting that blacks also thought they were bigger and stronger, just didn't feel they were more violent.
Exactly.
And so in this climate that we're living in now, we had the Michael Browns, the Tamir Rices, I think it's so good for a study like this just because it helps us reevaluate, kind of check our own biases.
Exactly.
And so I know you're big now, but I know that a lot of the work you have done has been with March of Dimes, and you yourself were premature.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know, so that's really how it just, you know, resonates with me, and, you know, being 3 months early and, you know, weighing 1 pound, you know, that's why every day I'm thankful that I can actually work out and also just help others, you know, live a healthy lifestyle and train hard because, you know, it's, it can be taken for granted.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good that, you know, with the foundation, I love to kind of reach out and read the stories and just kind of spread, you know, what I've found with the families and parents that have had premature children to let them know that no matter how small that their kid may be,
yeah,
they will be okay and they will live a functioning, healthy life.
Yeah.
You know, just because, you know, the doctor said there's going to be a lot of birth defects and things wrong with me. Won't be able to walk. Wouldn't be able to hear.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't be able to see. They said, you know, that I would be deaf. So, you know, I thank God every day that I actually can physically move, you know. So, you know, that's really what, you know, drives me every day to keep training hard and, you know, helping others and try to be an inspiration to them as well.
That's awesome. And now you're at this point where you can be perceived as bigger than the next guy. That's crazy. Wow.
Not big as you, man. I'm trying, but not big as you.
Right. Oh, man. So we got some other interesting stories. I want to save the last one. I'm going to save the soy story for last because that's been such a long debate that we've had.
And I have some questions for you about that one.
Okay, good, good, definitely, good. Now we go to artificial sweeteners. We know there's so many different alternatives to sugar.
Right.
I thought these were some good different alternatives. What do you think of these guys? Why don't you?
Well, after all of them, I was trying to figure out which one I use the most.
Yeah, and, or would you use if you haven't used them?
Yeah, actually, even the blackstrap molasses is a really good one. Of course, honey, because it's, you know, it's antiviral. It has anti-inflammatory compounds. It's an antioxidant. But you just have to be careful with them.
Yeah.
With the consumption.
With the amount.
Right, right.
So of the different alternatives that there are out there, we had maple syrup, we had honey, date sugar, coconut sugar, and blackstrap molasses. And I actually learned some interesting stuff about maple syrup. So basically, if you use maple syrup as a replacement for sugar, you only need about 3/4 the amount that you would need if it were sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already going to get a little bit less.
Right.
I didn't know that if it were lighter versus darker, it means it's early in the season, the tree is getting tapped early in the season if it's a lighter maple syrup, versus if it's darker, it's going to be a little bit later, and the darker is a little bit more antioxidant-rich.
Right, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so the cool part about some of these sweeteners is that you get these antioxidants out of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the honey, as you mentioned, antiviral. Same thing with date sugar. You have coconut sugar. We all know the benefits of, you know, coconut oil and what have you.
Right.
And the blackstrap molasses, I've never had blackstrap molasses. Have you ever had it before?
I had it, but not by itself. I added just a little bit to some warm water, just kind of let it dilute a little bit.
Yeah.
And just drink it that way.
Okay, nice.
Not too bad. Just same way we do apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, okay.
Just to kind of get the nutrients from it, but not have too much of it.
Yeah, and I guess it's so strong in terms of its sweetness that you only need very little to make something sweet.
Right.
So, a good alternative. I've actually been trying this monk fruit sweetener.
Really? How is that?
This company, it's called Lakanto, they sent me these chocolates.
Uh-huh.
And these chocolates are, it's like having regular chocolate. And they're vegan and they're gluten-free and all the good stuff. And they're using monk fruit as a sweetener. And so now I have this like kind of monk fruit sugar that I haven't tried yet. But, you know, obviously the chocolate bars are sweet. Right. That's what I went for first. Uh-huh. I think it's going to be pretty good.
How does it taste?
Just normal sweet.
It's like a normal sweet?
Yeah.
Does it have a distinct...
No, some of them have like an aftertaste
or
something.
Right.
Yeah, nothing distinct. And we know that monk fruit's really high in antioxidants and stuff like that. So I think it might be a viable alternative. So have you tried anything new that's not on this list?
No, actually not. Usually I kind of stay away from all sweetness in itself.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, you know, stay away from the carb intake of it. But the blackstrap molasses is just one I've tried in the past. And, of course, honey usually mixed a little bit with tea sometime.
Yeah. For me, I'm trying to cook more now.
Mm-hmm.
And you do want some sugar in some things. But then you're like, I don't want sugar. You know, I want...
Right.
So what's the best alternative? So this has been a great list.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys out there have any other alternatives that you guys use, we'd love to hear from you guys. You can tweet us, leave comments on the YouTube video, and certainly just get to us any way you can because we'll be happy to answer your questions and find out what you guys use. And then now we have the big soy debate.
Oh, yeah.
So soy is so controversial, especially when I went vegan. Always. Everyone's like, but are you having soy? Are you having soy?
Right.
And so finally I said, you know what, I really need to dig into this.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually, for a while in D.C., I was working near the soy lobby.
Okay.
And I was kind of hearing them, and their job is to make sure it's all positive.
Right.
And so I was actually hearing them trying to hide some studies that were not favorable to soy. So it just kind of gave me, you know, a bad taste in my mouth, if you will, about it. But now I've done some research, and I don't think it's that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, with the, you know, from the information I saw, you know, with you, I know, you know, you train hard, and obviously you competed. Did you compete with intaking soy during that time?
Not the entire time, but for some of that time. And so what's the big thing that, when you hear soy, what do you think of? What's the first thing? Exactly. Same thing here.
Exactly.
It's estrogenic, right?
Right.
And so, but then I was like, wait, what does that really mean?
Uh-huh.
And then I was hearing some, you know, things about maybe organic versus natural.
Right.
But, so it's a phytoestrogen.
Okay.
And a phytoestrogen is plant estrogen,
correct,
not human estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was happening is they had a couple of studies, I want to say it was like the 70s, where they did some animal studies and they were finding that the animals, or like a couple of farm animals, had high estrogen levels, were having trouble with fertility.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one particular study with sheep and then one with rats.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been the studies in humans haven't shown any estrogenic levels at all.
Right.
And then the shift went to whether it was helping cancer or not helping cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been so much evidence that it actually decreases cancer.
Right.
The rates of cancer. And even the concern about breast cancer, it seems like in the most recent study in 2017, it's gotten rid of that concern as well.
Right.
So what are your views now on soy?
You know, honestly, after reading the article and about a couple of months ago, I started to try a soy... like replacement, like vegan sausage.
Yeah.
And I started to add some of the substitute that, you know, instead of some of my, you know, meat servings throughout the day, because I still love my turkey, chicken.
Yeah.
But I just try to do a little bit less animal protein.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, you haven't had any.
Nope.
No issues.
No issues.
Not growing breasts,
no. So I'm like, you know, it seems, you know, from the articles and reading it, it makes sense.
Yeah, and that was the most surprising thing to me is that since it's been studied since, like, what, the 50s, 60s, that there's actually been no human study that showed it would be estrogenic.
Right.
The way people talk about it, you would just assume
that
clearly
bad.
Someone...
Exactly.
And that's I think that's an issue in the fitness industry in general.
Mm-hmm.
We all spout these, like, facts.
And say one thing.
Exactly.
And then it's wildfire.
Exactly.
Right.
And to some degree, everyone at some point is a newbie in the industry. So you hear something, you take it, oh, it must be true because everyone else is talking about
it.
And so I really like this study as a vegan because I was like, you know what?
I knew you would.
We could put soy back on the map.
Exactly.
I wanted to get into what you're working on these days.
Oh, man, just been busy, you know, training a lot of my clients, you know, it's poly season and, you know, working with, you know, all my clients in the entertainment industry and, of course, the The girls that's competing for Miss California and upcoming the Miss USA pageant. And I'm actually working on revamping my website so I can provide some more insight to people. So if they want, if they can't train with me directly, I'm breaking down different programs, 4-week, 8-week, and 12-week programs that makes it real specific to them. So it's just not this something general that they just, you know, follow and it really doesn't meet their goals or, you know, the muscle imbalances they may have. So I'm just trying to make it a little bit more specific and just to kind of help people not only look better, but move better and be more functional at the same time.
And do you have like a philosophy or like a principle that you kind of...
Yeah, well, just over the years of training for 13 years and, you know, dealing with all different types of clients from senior citizens to athletes and everything in between. And, you know, just from, you know, the knowledge I've learned in school and then through, you know, National Academy of Sports Medicine, NASM, just try to really be more specific to the body and just make sure that the clients are not only reaching their goal but not getting injured at the same time.
So what's the process for you now? So I come in, so maybe I have 30 pounds to lose. I can pick a 4-week or a 6-week or 12-week program?
4-week, 8-week, or 12-week program online.
And then how do you like when you do stuff online, because I'm always skeptical if it's online, right? Like, how do I actually get motivated? How do I actually do the work? You know, how hands-on are you?
All over the place. You know, even with all my clients, I'm texting, I'm calling, I'm emailing. But with the online, what I'm having them do is actually sending me a video assessment. So I can actually see how their body is moving directly. And then making the workout based off of what I see. And then weekly check-ins, things like that, to make sure that they're actually making a little bit of progress. And then if we need to tweak something throughout the workout, we'll tweak it. But just trying to do as much as I can to make sure people are living a healthier lifestyle.
Nice. I think that's interesting because I know from, that actually might be something I could do my for my mindset. Because I've had trainers that have been training me, and they're telling you to do and sometimes you just don't gel well with the trainer.
Correct.
Or sometimes they're going so hard, and you're like, but you're not really that in shape. And so
that's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah, I'm like, how are you motivating me to do something I don't think you can actually
can you
do?
Yeah.
Like, I want you to join me down here.
Right. It's true.
Yeah, so I actually think, at least with that kind of training, I that gets me out of my head a little bit with some of that kind of stuff.
And like most people just need a game plan. You know, it depends. Like every point is different. Someone may love an online program. Some people need the face-to-face. I think just today is you have to really find what fits you. And what comes with nutrition and being vegan or, you know, non-vegan, or you have to kind of figure out what works for your body and then stick to it. And not just be like, it's only one road to get to your goal. There's different routes you can take as long as you get to your goal.
Did you ever do on, like, were you ever online trained or had, like, a distance? Have you ever done distance training as
For me directly?
Yeah, as a trainee, I guess.
Not for myself, not for myself. I haven't had that, but... you know, but for clients that I have worked with, you know, they've reached out to me and I've been able to help them even, you know, from miles away.
And what would you say for those clients, what's the one thing or the one most effective tool in their toolbox that can help them get through like a program like that?
Honestly, it you have to really search yourself and, you know, see how important it is to you. You know, that's the one thing. The mindset has to be in place and how important your life and you getting to your goal is. Once you've turn this switch on, that's the hard part. Because your body can't move until your mind tells it to.
That's a good place to stop. I like that. Your mind cannot move. Your body cannot move until your mind tells it what to do.
Exactly.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where can they find you on the website?
My website is www.getfitbyrob.com, and my social media is at getfitbyrob.
Cool. Well, I thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
This
I
was
really
awesome.
Appreciate it.
Fallon is appreciative. We're so glad you were able to come
in. I just
in.
Hope everyone knows that, you know, Fallon will be back. You know, I'm not replacing her.
She's having a good birthday, that
Absolutely.
Birthday food. Hopefully she'll do some 2 days when she gets back. We'll set her up right.
Definitely, we will.
We want to thank you guys for joining us. Feel free to tweet at us. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. You guys can find me. My name is Shaka Smith. Find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And again, where can they find you one more time?
Rob Thompson at Get Fit by Rob.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.